According to officials, more than 350 bison within the Grand Canyon's boundaries have damaged archaeological sites and ecosystems in recent years. Now they want to limit the bison's negative effects by curbing the animal's numbers, relocating them to outside the park, or even eradicating the population altogether. Tom Martin is the co-director of the environmental group River Runners for Wilderness.
We want to encourage the park to consider this small herd option. And if that's the direction that the Park Service is going, then we're all hand-in-hand singing kumbaya. This species has a place in the North American continent, just like the condor does.
Ranchers brought bison to the Grand Canyon region in the early 20th century, but Martin says evidence shows the animals existed in northern Arizona thousands of years earlier. In the 1990s, environmental and human pressures caused the bison to migrate from the House Rock Wildlife Area near the Vermilion Cliffs. Recently, the herd has resided almost exclusively within Grand Canyon National Park's boundaries. Since few large predators exist in the area and hunting isn't allowed in the Grand Canyon, bison numbers have surged along with damage to the park. After the public comment period, the National Park Service will draw up an environmental impact statement followed by a bison management plan, which is expected in 2016. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heiches in Flagstaff.